This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for August 2nd. I'm Paul Plack. Norman Surplus has resumed his attempt to become the first to pilot an autogyro around the world. After 3 months of bureaucratic delays, he left Thailand yesterday and crossed the South China Sea to Malaysia. Larry Neal of the Butterfly LLC has just introduced a new legal ultralight gyroplane and says he's been asked to provide up to 30 of his larger Aurora models for use by a citizens group trying to help the Border Patrol in Arizona. Economic development officials in Kansas are hailing the commitment last week by Bombardier to build the Learjet 85 in Wichita. Sonex Aircraft was showing a previously unannounced product at its booth at Oshkosh, a turbocharged version of its VW-based Aero-V engine conversion, said to make an excess of 100 horsepower. A new fast build option for the Vans RV-12 experimental light sport aircraft would come with much of the fuselage finished, save the customer about 500 hours, and add about $14,000 to the price tag. On Friday, Eric Lindberg announced the winners of the Lindberg Electric Aircraft Prizes, expected to grow into a prize philanthropy contest offering significant incentives for developers. Cobalt Aircraft of France says it will create a U.S. corporation for development, certification, and production of its new aircraft. Following the recent cancellation of the last two stops on this year's tour, the Red Bull Air Race Series now says it will cancel its entire 2011 season and regroup for 2012. And Ford's one-of-a-kind SR71-themed Mustang raised $375,000 for EAA's Young Eagles program in an auction at Oshkosh last week. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I'll talk with Larry Neal of the Butterfly LLC about his new ultralight gyroplane and a citizen initiative in Arizona that will use gyroplanes to assist the Border Patrol. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.